I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Voters in Indiana handed Senator Bernie Sanders a key victory in yesterday's Democratic presidential primary. That came after a series of electoral losses to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, followed by the announcement that the Sanders camp would be cutting more than 200 staffers. Sanders says he's still fighting to win the nomination, though he acknowledges it will be an uphill fight. This afternoon, we're talking strategy with Sanders campaign manager, Jeff Weaver. Mr. Weaver, welcome back to VPR.
Oh, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
The Indiana win yesterday is giving the campaign a boost, but Secretary Clinton is still ahead by nearly 300 pledged delegates. Outline the path that you see to the nomination right now.
Well, it's, you know, the math is the math, but the truth is that, you know, neither candidate is going to get to the convention with enough pledged delegates. These are delegates that are elected in the primaries and caucuses, are going to get enough pledged delegates to secure the nomination. So whoever becomes the nominee will have their nomination will depend on getting enough superdelegates. And these are people who are not elected through that process. These are elected officials, you know, members of Congress, Democratic members of Congress and governors and party leaders. That group of people will ultimately decide who the nominee is. So, you know, the superdelegates are going to have to take a step back. They're not bound to anybody. I know on TV it looks like they're somehow pledged to Secretary Clinton, a large group of them, but they're not really pledged to her. They're just people who have announced that they're inclined to vote for her at the convention. You know, they're going to have to take a hard look at which candidate can really beat Donald Trump in November. And, you know, I mean, one of Bernie Sanders' strengths and why he beats Trump by much larger margins than does Secretary Clinton is he has a tremendous amount of support with independents. The truth of the matter is there just aren't enough Democrats to, you can't elect a president with just Democrats. You have to bring in independents.
Have you heard from any superdelegates yet who said they will be switching their support to Senator Sanders?
Well, look, we have an ongoing discussion with superdelegates all the time. We provide them updated information on the campaign on a periodic basis. You know, we are contacted by superdelegates on a regular basis, including superdelegates who are currently have said that they're, you know, are going to support the Secretary Clinton. But we have not, you know, what we want to do is we want to let the voters speak first. And let this process run through, and then, you know, we will make a more concerted effort to reach out to superdelegates and to make the case. You know, he is the better candidate to defeat Donald Trump.
So are you waiting until after all the votes are cast in the primary process to make the push for superdelegates, or is that happening right now?
Well, no. I mean, we are obviously, you know, we have ongoing communication, but it will be, you know, we will intensify it when we get closer to the end of the, you know, voting process.
After last night, Donald Trump is the presumptive Republican nominee. I'm wondering, how does that change the dynamics of the Democratic race right now?
Well, it's difficult to know how it's going to impact the race. I mean, given that the Republican race is essentially decided, you know, in those places where there are open primaries, you know, independent voters who might have been inclined to participate in a more dynamic Republican race may now, you know, want to participate in the Democratic race. So that may be one impact. But, you know, beyond that, you know, from a Bernie standpoint, you know, he is fighting for every vote, every delegate in every state. And I don't think you're going to see much change in terms of his, you know, his campaigning or his stump speech, although I'm sure there will be an increased focus on Trump.
Some Democrats are calling on Senator Sanders to drop out of the race right now. They see this math. They say it's not possible for the sake of party unity ahead of the general election, especially now that it seems like we know who the Republican will be. Will Senator Sanders drop out if it becomes clear he cannot win the nomination?
Well, that won't be clear until the convention because, as I said, Secretary Clinton is not going to have the requisite number of pledged delegates to secure the nomination. You know, there's a myth out there that these long primaries are somehow have a negative effect on the ultimate nominee. And I think we saw in 2008 when Hillary Clinton went all the way to the end of the process against then-Senator Barack Obama, that really is just a myth in politics. You know, Senator Obama dominated that race in the general election. And, you know, I suspect that whoever is the nominee of the Democratic Party in this instance will also, you know, fare similarly. So, you know, it's a big myth. I will say this. You know, there may be some party establishment people who feel that way, but voters don't feel that way. Exit polls in Indiana, which just voted yesterday, found that by a 3-to-1 margin, voters there felt that, in fact, the race was energizing the Democratic Party rather than causing disunity. So I don't think voters feel that way. Voters want to be heard.
The campaign has suggested that even if Senator Sanders doesn't win the nomination, you want to influence the party platform during the convention. Specifically, what kind of things do you want to see included? What are you fighting for there?
You know, influencing the party platform is something that the center is interested in doing regardless, right? So obviously, if he is a nominee or not the nominee, he has listed an agenda, progressive agenda for the country that has widespread support among rank-and-file Democrats. Frankly, Secretary Clinton's, when you look at where voters are on issue positions, she is to the right of most Democrats on issues like single-payer health care in terms of a $15 minimum wage, which Senator Sanders supports and Secretary Clinton does not, in terms of issues of war and peace, in terms of energy policy and getting rid of things like fracking and carbon-based, you know, moving away from carbon-based fuels. You know, these are all, you know, critically important issues that need to be, you know, addressed. And there are other issues as well. One of those issues is how the Democratic Party elects its or nominates its nominee for president. You know, there are a lot of impediments across the country, which we have discovered to people voting and participating, and there needs to be procedural changes so that we get more people to participate, that it's easier to participate, and that we maximize the number of people who come out.
Jeff, we've been hearing from some Sanders supporters who say they would not vote for Secretary Clinton in a general election. Given that you pretty much know now that the Republican candidate's going to be Donald Trump, do you think that's the right mindset?
Well, look, Bernie Sanders has been clear from the beginning of this race that he will endorse whoever is the nominee of the Democratic Party. But one of the things that's going to have to happen is, in the event that Hillary Clinton is the nominee, she is going to have to reach out to the millions of people that Bernie Sanders has brought into this process. Now, Bernie Sanders doesn't control any group of people, doesn't snap his finger and they vote one way or another. You know, the secretary is going to have to reach out and address the needs and aspirations of, you know, millions, particularly of young people who have come out to vote for Bernie Sanders in large numbers all across this country, to independent voters who have supported him, who have, you know, a lot of misgivings about the secretary. You know, that's what sort of bringing unity means. It means, you know, reaching out to these constituencies and addressing in a substantive way their concerns. I mean, you know, and Bernie Sanders becomes a nominee, obviously there are elements of the party that he would have to reach out to create unity too. So this, not, you know, it's incumbent on whoever the nominee is to reach out to the supporters of the other candidate and to bring those people in together.
Jeff Weaver is the campaign manager for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' Democratic presidential camp. Jeff, thanks for making the time.
My pleasure. Anytime.